Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim-Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081.
Well, the cattle futures had a split market today with the feeder cattle closing down pretty sharply, about $2 to $2.50. So pretty disappointing trade there. The October feeders, which are the front month, were down 217 at 137.87. And this goes back to the lows set back on September 9th. They went down to 137.25. Today's low was 137.15. So pretty disappointing trade there. Out in the spring months, the 2021 spring months, which are the cattle we're buying here to put on wheat, they were down about 207 to 135.85 on the March of 21 feeders. Technically speaking, those contracts also went past their lows back on September 9th at 135.88. And if you go back further than that, the last time we were at these levels was back in the first part of July, July 1st to be exact. So kind of disappointing here on the feeder cattle. Part of the reason why they're selling off is the grain markets were higher. So feed prices go up, feeder cattle prices typically go down. Live cattle, on the other hand, were steady to 40 cents higher here with the October leading the way. They were 42 cents higher at 109.25 on the October live cattle, which expire here in about 3 weeks.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 8th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock on Dish Network, satellite channel 997, SLA-TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 19,300 head will be on offer. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And you can call for more information, 800-422-2117.
Today's grain markets was quite impressive, higher across the board. The wheat futures were 5 to 8 cents higher. Kansas City July was 552, up 7.5 cents, about 9 cents off of the contract high earlier in the day. Generally speaking, what's driving this is ideas that the weather forecast are dry, and we're currently pretty dry. If you look out 30 days or so, there's just not a whole lot in the forecast due to the La Nina weather pattern keeping us dry here in the northern hemisphere. Same could be said with Russia and Ukraine. They've been dry, and now they did get some rain, so I think their conditions are improving. But like every country, every region of the world, we grow crops. We always need consistent rains. And that hadn't really happened. That's why we're a little higher. The beans also higher. They're 19 to 20 cents up today. The Novembers were 21 3/4 at 10.43 1/4, and then the corn was up 4 to 5 cents. Cotton also higher. Didn't quite get to yesterday's highs, but the December cotton was up 85 at 66.88. And then currently the stock market's going back down about 300 points after being 200 or so higher. Here it feels like Trump says that there's some tension going on, and he's pushing back against the Democratic coronavirus package and all the additional things they're wanting to add.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.